诗的第四篇。
Today we're going to talk about the Psalm of the Ascent, the fourth chapter.
一共上星之诗有十五篇。
The Song of Psalm has 15 psalms total.
是以色列人每年上耶路撒冷这个登山的时候唱的十五首诗。
This is when Israelites go to Jerusalem every year. They will sing the songs while they will climb the steps.
这也是我们基督徒灵命长进的一个过程。
This is also can a description of describe our Christian the spiritual life growth.
第一首我们曾经讲过，就是刚刚信主，远离谎言。
The first is talk about when Christian first become accept Jesus and leave lie.
第二首是这个向山举目。
The second is talk about lift up your eyes to the mountain.
我们的帮助从何而来？
Where's our help come from?
我们的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help is come from the Lord who the creator.
这个你想坐到这边了，你想，啊？哦，好。那个第三首是人对我说：“我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。”
The second is talk about when people tell me we go to the temple of the Lord, we'll be happy.
这个呢是关于教会生活的。
This is talk about the church life.
今天我们是第四首上星之诗。
Today we will discuss the fourth the song of ascent.
123首。
The Psalm 123.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
一共四节啊，我们先念中文，然后听两个小弟兄姊妹念英文。一二三，123首，第四。一起来，坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目，看哪，仆人的眼睛
怎样望主人的手。使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，
我们的眼睛也照样望
耶和华我们的神，
直到他怜悯我们。耶和华，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视已到极处，我们被那些安逸人的讥诮和骄傲人的藐视已到极处。我看你们刚才没翻到了。哦，你们现在两个人再念一遍中文，好吧？补一补。
123篇，
你也没翻到，一起的。诗篇中间。中间，你们再念一遍，这个多念几遍就记背出来了，一起来。
坐在天上的主啊，我向你举目，看哪，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使你的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛也照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。耶和华，求你怜悯我们，怜悯我们，因为我们被藐视已到极处。我们被那安逸的讥诮和骄傲人的藐视引到极处。
好 ，English， 念。
Lift up， 一起读吧。
一起读，你们两个。
Lift up your eyes to you. Oh, I lift up my eyes to you. To you
whose throne is in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he showed us his mercy. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. We have endured much ridicule from the proud, much contempt from the arrogant.
根本版本不一样。
那不一样，我知道。
Yeah,
那个我们这篇主题就是告诉我们要深根于神啊。
The top subject of this psalm is talk about deep rooted on in God.
我这个没有给华丽，因为我给他的是一个大纲，不，这个不用翻了。给他一个大纲，这个是我加出来的，所以。
好。
那刚才那个银山讲了两个见证啊。
Brother Yin San will talk about two testimony a while ago.
那我们知道。这个就是我们的灵命要长进，要上升，要成长，就要养成一个习惯。
Let us know when our spiritual life need to grow, need to be mature, that we need to do.
仰望天。
We need to look up, lift up our eyes to the heaven.
仰望天上的主。
Lift up our eyes to the heavenly, the Lord in heaven.
我这儿讲一个小的故事，跟刚才银山讲的有点大同小异。
I will tell a story. It's very similar to what the Yin San just said.
原来我们在 West Hartford 那边聚会。
We used to go to a worship, go together at West Hartford.
那来了一对啊，刚刚结婚不久的台湾的朋友。
There's a new couple who just married and came to the church.
男的呢是基督徒。
The husband is a Christian.
女的呢不信。
The wife is a non-believer.
那我们跟他谈过几次呢，他都不信，他觉得没有神。
We talked to her a couple times, but she insists there's no God.
但有一次啊，大概去了台湾什么，回来以后，这个女的要信耶稣，要受浸了。
One time, she and the wife just came back from Taiwan, and suddenly she wants to accept Jesus.
那什么原因呢
？We wonder what's the reason.
他们两个坐飞机。
They were on the taking airplane.
这个飞机啊，也就像刚才银山说的，一上一下，一上一下，很厉害。
The plane just like 银山 told us was in turbulence.
那这个呢，我们都坐飞机都坐过，对不对？也会有个抖哈。
Yeah, we all have the similar such experience.
他们那次不一样，他们呢，让他们啊。每个人都发一张纸，要写下来，就是说最后的话。
They were much more serious, and everyone will get a piece of paper, write down their last words.
这个是认真的，这个是公司驾驶员觉得都不太可靠了，对吧
？This is very serious. The pilot even don't think where they can survive.
那个丈夫呢，就写了几句啊，就是写下来。那个太太呢，怎么也写不下来，不敢写，不知道写什么。
The husband just wrote quickly a few words, but the wife couldn't write anything. She don't know what to write.
这个太太就跟丈夫说：“哎呀，这么你怎么都不急啊？我现在急得不得了了，你好像帮帮忙啊什么的。”
The wife asked her husband, why you are not so worried? I'm so worried I couldn't do anything. And you help me.
这个飞机舱里边也是乱成一团了。
Everybody in that plane was in a panic.
这个丈夫说，我信耶稣了，我就不行的话，我就到天堂上去，我跟耶稣在一起。
The husband said, I'm a Christian, I'm accept Jesus. If bad things happen, I will just go to heaven be with Christ.
这个太太就哭了，说我怎么办呢？
The wife started crying, said, what happened to me?
所以后来倒是那个飞机最后转危为安了。就平安着落了，所以我们才知道他为什么要信耶稣呢。
At the last, the plane was arrived safely, and that's why we know what's the reason why she changed her mind.
前两年，我去中国，在上海见到这一对夫妇。
A few years ago, I was met this couple in Shanghai.
这个。那个男的是加拿大驻上海的商务什么代表。
The husband was a representative from Canada in Shanghai.
他们现在非常的热心服侍主。
They serve God with all their heart now.
而且他们夫妻两个多年没有孩子，神最后赐他们一个孩子。
They did not have any children for many years, but last God blessed them with children.
所以我在那儿想啊，真是我们每一个基督徒都应该仰望在天上的神。
I think every Christians we should look up to heaven to our God in heaven.
那个上行之诗的第二首就是121首啊，他讲我要向山举目。
The first, the second song of the saints is Psalm 121. It says, I need to lift up my eyes to the mountain.
这山上因为有神的家，有圣殿。
Because the God's temple, God's house is on the mountain.
现在第四首这个上行之诗呢，就进一步了，不只是仰望神的家，而且直接仰望天上的主。
The fourth song of ascent is one step further. It's not just lift up my eyes to the mountain, but lift up my eyes on the Lord.
在我们新约的圣徒，仰望天上的主，就是仰望。内住在我们里边的神。
In New Testament, when we lift up our eyes to the Lord, is actually look inside to the Lord in our heart.
这个是旧约圣徒和新约圣徒的不同的地方。
This is the difference between the believer in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
因为旧约的圣徒，他们是仰望天。那个天是天上的天，不是一般的这个天，是三重天。
In the Old Testament, the believers they look up to heaven. The heaven is the three.
就是，实际上主耶稣的救恩就把这个天带到了地上。
Salvation actually brought the heaven to the earth.
带到我们里边。
Brought inside to our heart.
所以我们就是仰望在我们里边的那一位。
We actually is look inside, look at the one inside our lived in our heart.
就是当我们遇见困难、病痛，或者是征战中间。你就举目仰望谁呢？
When we are in the middle of difficulties like sickness or in the warfares, who we can depend on?
我们信神真好。
It's so wonderful we can believe in God.
对吧？刚才林红祷告说，他的这个肺上的东西一下子没了。
Lin Hong was praying that her symptom in her lung was disappeared suddenly.
对，他那个十一月份查的 CT 还有5.5，就是55毫米，毫米这么大的一个瘤子。
In November, and the CT showed, there was a five point five centimeter lung tumor on her lung.
Sarcoid. Sarcoid 就是中文翻成是肉芽肿。
The English term is sarcoid.
对 ，S-A-R-C-O-I-D, sarcoid. 我还第一次学的这个词儿。礼拜二，上礼拜二，就前几天了，去看医生，就是做了 CT， 后来又去看医生，医生说没了，55毫米这么大的东西没了。他很奇怪，他说你是不是做了，看着别的医生做了放疗化疗了。
Last Tuesday, and we went to see doctor to get a checkup, and the doctor said that 55 centimeter. 5.5 centimeter.
Sarcoid
has disappeared, and he was asking us if we went to see other doctor and get any radiation or chemo treatment.But we didn't.
我们当然心里知道有点不一样，就是我们祷告弟兄姊妹祷告。
We know the reason because we have been praying and all the brothers and sisters have been praying for us.
你说从科学角度怎么会没了？
From the scientific standpoint, how to explain why this disappeared?
这个医生不是一个年轻医生，这个医生跟我年龄差不多，70多岁的。
This doctor is not a young doctor. He is about 70 years old.
他都很奇怪。
He is very surprised. He can't understand why.
所以啊，我们真是，当我们发生这种事情的时候，我们基督徒没有别的本事。就是仰望神。
When things like this happens, we don't have other means. All we can is looking up to heaven, to God.
你知道这是很宝贵的。
This is very precious.
我知道我们每一个弟兄姊妹都会碰到难处，对不对？
We know every one of us will encounter difficulties some one or another time.
也可能我们自己碰到难处，也可能我们的父母或者是我们的孩子，我们的兄弟姐妹都会碰到难处啊。
We may ourselves encounter difficulties, or our family members, brothers, sisters, parents will have difficulties.
当然我们的办法就是祷告求神。
All we can do is to pray to God.
所以你想我们中间很有不少弟兄姊妹的父母，对不对？都发生一些病痛。
In the middle of in ourselves, we many of our parents have a sickness.
我们不是说我们一祷告，神都把我们的病拿掉了。
We didn't. It's not like we once we prayed that God just remove the sickness from us.
我们祷告是求神给我们平安，求神彰显他的自己的荣耀。
We pray is to asking God to show His show his glory and to show his
will.
Will.
好，那我们来看这个123篇的第二节。
Let's look at the second verse of the Psalm 123.
这里讲啊，就是说仆人的眼看呐、啊，仆人的眼睛怎样望主人的手，使女的眼睛怎样望祖母的手，我们的眼睛照样望耶和华我们的神，直到他怜悯我们。
This here says, as the eyes of slaves look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God.Till he shows us his mercy.
直到他怜悯我们，新译本是直到他向我们施恩。
Yeah,
the, 对吧？
Yeah.
好，那你这个就是在这里，这就是诗人就把自己比成仆人和使女。
The psalmist is a put himself in the position of a slave or a maid.
使女和仆人和使女当时是指的被买来的这个奴隶而讲的。
The servant or a maid is a person who was bought by the master.
完全没有自由而言。
Totally lost any freedom.
一个真正遇见神的人完全知道我们在神面前就是仆人，就是使女。
A person who truly know God will realize in front of we are just a servant or maid to God.
因为主耶稣把我们用重价赎买回来。
Because Jesus has redeemed us with his precious price with him.
所以我们在主面前，我们就是仆人和使女，就是奴隶。
So we are a slave to God.
只有一个责任，就是服侍主。
We only have one responsibility is to serve God.
如果我们每个基督徒成长到这个地步，那我们就是上心之师的，做到了上心之师的第四首的阶段。
If we can truly to serve God in this maturity, then we are in the fourth song of the song of some sense.
对你，我们问问自己，我们在主面前是不是奴隶？现在
，We have to ask ourselves: Are we a slave to God?
在东方啊，那时候的习惯是这样。就是这个在家里主人呢、啊、有的时候招待客人的时候坐在中间，那个仆人呢就站在比较远的地方。
According to the Eastern customs, when a master inviting guests to come, and the servants you stand far away.
他这个仆人呢不能讲话的。
The servant cannot talk.
对，眼睛只看着他的主人。
The only look focused on his master.
这个主人呢稍微有一点动作他就知道主人要他干什么。
And he will know his master's sign or handshake.
他这个主人不会说手啊乱晃的，对不对？他主人在那里稍微动一下，他就知道要上茶了。
When the master have a small movement with his hand, and he will know exactly what his master wants.
可能就是手指头动一下啊，很轻微的。
Yeah, he will know no very small movement of the master.
哎，可能另外一个动作呢，就让他上糖，对不对？糖啊，饼干啊，什么的点心啊。
And if a master has a different movement, and he will know if the master wants more.
这个是仆人不能东张西望的。
The servant could not look around. Look.
对，他就看着那个主人的手。
He is focused on the master's hand.
我们在主面前有没有这样？
And we have this kind of attitude in front of the Lord.
我们常常没有受这个，他我刚才说的那个是那些仆人都有训练的，对不对？我们在主面前有没有训练？
The servants I talked about earlier, they are all well trained. Are we get any training? To serve God?
对，我们在环境中间，神指示我们的旨意，我们明白不明白？
God will give us His will or His through the our environment, through our situations. We understand.
有的时候不是神不指引我们，而是我们不明白神的心意。
Sometimes it's not God don't give us a direction or.Instruction, but we do not know God's will.
可能我们不留心。
Sometimes we don't pay attention.
不专心。
We're not focused.
没有一个顺服的心。
And we do not have are not obedient.
所以不能够马上照着神的旨意去遵行。
That's why we can't acting quickly to God's will.
所以我们要多多仰望神。
So we need to look more closely.
只等到他施恩给我们。
Until he show his mercy to us.
还有一点呢，这个圣经里边关于神的手的意思，稍微讲一讲。什么叫神的手？什么叫注意啊？仰望他这个耶和华神。
And next time we'll talk more about God's hand, what mean and to look at God's hand.
江守道弟兄啊，一个神的仆人，提了三点，就是手的意思。
The pastor 江守道 a servant of God, had talked about the three means of the God's hand.
他说到供应的手，引导和扶持的手，还有。管教的手。
The first is the hand of providing. The second is the leading or the supporting hand. The third is the discipline hand.
当然，实际上还有圣经上还有很多的意思。
There are other means in the Bible about God's hand.
像拯救的手。
The saving hand.
赏赐的手。
Reward hand.
还有安慰的手。
Comforting hand.
对，所以神的手对我们来说很重要。
That God's hand is very important to us.
比如说供应的手，神供应我们一切的需要。
God is give us everything we need, providing to us.
你这个奴隶在主人家里还担心吃和住吗？
Is a servant have to worry about his needs while he is living in the master's house?
这个主人要会负完全的责任，对不对？
The master will take full responsibility for his servant.
基督徒的生活就是个依靠的生活。
The Christian life is a depending life.
我们依靠主，不在主以外寻找什么好处。
We depend on God, and we don't seek benefit outside of God.
我的好处不在他以外，对不对？
My benefit is not outside of God.
我必不致缺乏，诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 123 says, "I will lack nothing."
不是20，就是23，不是。
对，23，OK。
那个。我们经常在群里看到一些这个什么过年的时候特别多啊，什么什么有福啦，什么什么这个
We always see on the cell phone some information about who is blessed.
昨天我一个亲戚发给我什么二月二什么龙抬头啊啊，哎，要剪头发，对，剪头发最有福气。
Yesterday, somebody sent me a message said, "You cutting hair, you will be blessed."
那个不能做针线活，不能洗衣服，就好运到头。
If you don't wash clothes, you were not doing sewing, you will have a good luck, a bless.
这个发给我的还是个基督徒转给我的。
And this message was sent by Christian.
我就跟他回了，我们信这个嘛，我们的福气从哪里来？是从龙抬头来啊，理发。哦，对。龙抬头理发的是吧？我才想起来。
So I replied, "Are we our blessings come from this?"
神的供应才是我们的福气啊，是不是啊
？The God's supporting, God's providing is our blessing.
所以我劝弟兄姊妹以后不要随便转发这种东西。你转发你是传福音吗？你是造就人吗？
I advise brothers and sisters don't forward this type of a message. This message is helping other people to be more mature or growth.
还有一个是引导和扶持的手啊。
God's hand is also leading and supporting God's hand.
基督徒不是凭着自己在黑暗里面摸索。
All Christians are not depend on ourselves to walk in the darkness.
我们如果活在主里面，经常跟主有交通的话
，If we always live and to communicating with God often,
我们就看见在环境里边他的手一直在带领我们。
We will see His hand is leading us through our situations.
他的手引导我们该走的路。
His hand is leading us to the right path.
那个秀云姊妹不是唱那个在网上唱，他引导我，他引领我，是吧？这个很好的诗，就是讲这些主的手引领我。
God's hand is leading us. It was in the song that sent by the sister 秀云。
礼拜四啊，这个。突然怎么这个佩颖接到电话。
Last Thursday, 佩颖 got a phone call.
我们在查经啊，我们在查经。
We were in the middle of a Bible study.
是宋正邦给他打的。说这个他在指导一个学生啊，插那个这个管子，脖子那个管子一下插错了，插到动脉血管。一血一下喷得很高、啊。
哎呦，was 郑邦 ，brother 郑邦 called her, and he was in the middle of a surgery, and but had some difficulties and caused the accident. The blood was stream out.
这郑邦自己做的时候，从来没发生过这个事儿。
The 郑邦 when he do himself, he never had this accident, but he was instructed a student.
那这他下面还有四个学生要同样做这个东西，他要做指导四个 procedure。
He have to instruct the other four students to do similar to do this procedure.
正邦紧张了，然后就让这个佩颖啊，让我们都为他祷告。
正邦 get very nervous and he called 佩颖 and ask her.Everyone to pray for him.
感谢主，我们大家为他祷告以后，后来他说啊，后来都很顺利，感谢主。
And we prayed for him, and he said later said he did very smoothly.
这个你想，医生都紧张的话，这个病人要紧张到什么程度？是不是？
We see the doctor is so nervous, so bad, and we can't imagine the patient.
所以引导和扶持的手 对于我们基督徒来说也非常重要。
The God's leading and supporting hands is very important to us.
还有一个手呢，是管教的手。
Another hand, third hand is a discipline hand.
神所爱的，他定规要管教。
God will discipline who He loved.
受管教是为了造就我们。
To be disciplined is to help us grow.
你经过管教，你就觉得很有福气啊。
Once you get a discipline from God, you will see it's very blessing.
有一次在上海弄堂里啊。
One time in Shanghai, the most neighborhood.
刚下过雨，一群孩子在那里水塘里边吭哧吭哧的踩啊，就玩水啊，砰当砰当弄得身上全是。
One time, just after rain, a group of children was playing on the streets.
只看见一个妇女啊，冲出去啊，把其中的一个孩子给他拽过来，哇，真的是训他。
We just saw a woman came out, rush out, and to grab her child, and was discipline him.
这个妇女为什么对这个孩子这么管教？
Why the woman discipline her child?
肯定是她的孩子。
Yeah.
是吧？一定是她孩子，别的孩子她不管了。
Why she only discipline her child and she don't care about other children?
我们的神也是这样，管我们是他自己的孩子，他爱的他才管呢。
Our Heavenly Father is the same way.He only disciplined the ones he loved.
所以盖恩夫人 Madame Gain.
Okay, Madame Gain.、
Madame Gain 呢她说啊，当神管教的时候，她就抱住那个管教的杖啊，亲这个管教的杖。
Madame King said when God rod.Was disciplining her, and she will hold the rod tightly and kiss the rod.
因为她知道这个管教的杖就代表了爱。
Because she knows this the discipline of the Lord is represent another type of love.
我们这个人啊，生来就是一匹野驴。
Every one of us was born to be like a wild donkey.
这个圣经上的话说那个以实玛利亚，讲是匹野驴。喜欢呢、这个野驴喜欢随自己的意思乱跑。
The wild donkey likes to wandering around according to his own will.
甚至于我们来服侍神的时候，也按自己的意思来服侍。
Even when we serve God, we all often do it in our own ways.
神不得不伸手来管教我们。
God many times has to discipline us to.
所以希望我们的眼睛能够看到神管教的手。
So I hope we can see God's disciplining hand.
不是看人或者是事情，乃是看神的手。
Not looking at the people or the things, but looking at God's hand.
很多时候，神的手临到我们身上，我们都没感觉。
Many times when God's hand reached to us, we don't have any feeling.
这个是一个我们要学习的地方。
This is where we need to learn and to pay attention to.
这个第三节、第四节啊，就讲到我们被藐视。到了极点。
The third and the fourth verse of this Psalm 123 is talk about we were miracled to the. Okay.
主被挂在十字架上的时候，就有人讥诮他。
When Jesus was hanged on the cross, there was someone was laugh at her.
对他说，你若是神所爱的，你可以下来，从十字架上下来，对不对？
Was told him, if you are truly the one God loved, you can come down off the cross.
所以一个真正认识神的人宁可死在十字架上也不要安逸。
A person who truly know God would rather die on the cross rather than get comforting and easy.
那诗人在被藐视和讥诮的时候他单单求神开恩怜悯。
When we are ridiculed by the world, we only waiting for God's mercy.
正像那个路加福音十八章主耶稣讲那个税吏啊，不求别的，只恳求父神开恩怜悯。
Just like the tax collector in the that was written on the Luke, chapter 18, verse 13 and 14, then he only asking God for His mercy.
神就称他为义人。
God called him a righteous man.
刚才我们讲到这整个一篇诗篇呢，是我举的例子都是个人的。
We just talked about look at Psalm 123. All the examples I was given was all about personal.
但是我在那儿想啊，这篇诗篇的背景是。被掳归回，就是以色列人被掳回来的这种情形。
Actually, the background of the psalm was when the whole Israelite was brought to Babylon.
Babylon. 那个刚才我们博饼的时候唱的那首诗啊，就是自伯大尼，你与我们分手后啊，就是我。伯大尼是这些门徒与主耶稣 分手。
伯大尼英文怎么说
Bethany.
Oh, okay. The song we just sing is about the when we left you in Bethany.
他这个意思是意境是就是被掳归回。回到耶路撒冷。
The background is when the Israelites they came back from the Babylon.
他们还在巴比伦的时候，回想他想到在巴比伦的时候想到那个，耶路撒冷。
They recall when they stayed in Babylon. They think about Jerusalem.
我们现在。这篇诗篇也是这个那个时候的意思，他们愿意仰望这个天上的主。
This is Psalm 123 is also happened the same time, and they want to look upon to God.
仰望他的怜悯。
Look upon His mercy.
所以应该说这个是为了教会为了神的家来仰望不是仅仅为了自己
So this more is about for the church for God's house to look upon to God not just for ourselves sake
所以我想我们无论是个人生活或者是神服侍神的在服侍神的教会生活里边我们都要向神举目。
Whether we our personal life or we gather together at the church, we always need to look upon God.
这是我们第上行第之诗的第四首的神告诉我们的内容。
This is the subject of the fourth song of the saints.
但愿神自己来引领我们。
May God lead us himself.
让我们在走在基督徒生命成长的道路上能够走得更好。
Hope we can be a more mature and be more sanctified and doing better every day.
好，今天就讲到这里，愿神祝福他的话。
Our message starts here. Stop here. May God bless His word.